Hey there, we got a question on golden teachers and dosing. So let's get right into it. The question is from Milad Haidari. And Milad says, I've been using 120 milligrams of golden teacher for about 2 weeks now, on and off, and I'm not getting any benefits at all. Am I doing it wrong, or is my dose too low? I've never tripped in my life, but once I tried by eating 1 gram of golden teacher, but nothing happened. Is it possible that I don't have enough receptors, or it's just about quality of the mushrooms? I will appreciate any help. Well, let's get right into this, Milad. First of all, thank you so much for your question. It's a great one. And I know many other people are going to be kind of have the same issues about dosing. What strain are they using? Is the strain strong enough? So first of all, we have two separate questions here, Milad. One of them is about your microdosing, about 120 milligrams on and off of golden teacher. So golden teacher is, I'm not super experienced in all of the different strains, but I know that golden teacher is on the lower end of the spectrum as far as being, like, you know, psychoactive. It's one of the milder ones. I will say that. I know that for sure. And 120 grams is also a fairly low microdose. It's not the lowest, but it's fairly low. So I will ask you, first of all, are you taking any medication? If you're taking some medication for depression, such as an SSRI or similar, that messes with your serotonin, then it is very possible it can mitigate, subdue the effect you're trying to get. But what are you trying to feel? What are you trying to do? What are your goals? Because as you know, microdosing, you're not really supposed to feel any effects. You're not supposed to trip. You're not supposed to have any psychoactive effects at all. Most people I know, most people I come in contact with, are microdosing for a reason. And the most common reason is depression, anxiety, PTSD, insomnia. There are more, but those are like the most common reasons to microdose. So if you're not feeling anything, but it's helping you with your depression or anxiety or insomnia, then I'd say that's successful. Again, you're not supposed to feel anything. But if you're taking 120 milligrams and you're doing it on a schedule, which again, you need to take a certain amount of time off because you will get a tolerance. So a good start would be probably 3 days on, 2 days off. So if you're taking 120 milligrams on that schedule and you're not feeling anything after 2 weeks or so, 2-3 weeks or so, I would up my dosage. I would probably go to at least 200 milligrams at this point and repeat that, do that for a week or two, a couple weeks. And again, if you're not feeling anything as far as a change in your anxiety, depression, PTSD, whatever it might be, I would continue to up it a little bit more. You will reach a point where you will feel an effect. I promise. Now, your microdose amount might be larger than some other people. Some other people are microdosing 30 milligrams or 50 milligrams and it's helping them at that level, but you might need more, especially if you're on some type of antidepressant. So that should take care of the first part of your question. The second part on tripping on 1 gram of golden teachers, again, that's a pretty low dose. You're not going to trip on that. You would need much more as far as golden teachers. Again, if you have a chance, and if you can, if you want to try out different strains, I would recommend trying a stronger strain. Again, I'm not an expert at strains, but I know Penis Envy is stronger. Ghost is definitely stronger. You might want to do some research on that. But it's either increasing your dosage, increasing the amount you're taking, or going with a stronger strain. Why do you want to trip? Do you want to trip because you want to party, or do you want to trip because you want to reset your brain? Most people that follow me here do it for a good reset, and I'm all in favor of that. So again, you might want to go with a larger dose or a different strain, try or not as much. Again, build up tolerance, not good. So make sure you take plenty of time off. I hope this helps, Milad. Continue to follow me and stay in touch, and let me know if you have any more questions. Let me know if this is helping you at all. Let me know if I really hope you feel a difference, because you should. The microdosing has helped me incredibly with my depression, anxiety. You see, I'm not anxious at all right now. I'm sitting here in my car, totally relaxed. Microdosing is a great thing. Just make sure you tweak it, titrate it until you get to your the level that helps you, because everybody is different. Keep sending those questions and comments in. Love you guys. I will talk to you soon. I am Dr. Dave. And remember, this is not to be taken as medical advice in any way, any fashion. It's friend talking to friend. Talk to you soon.